Welcome to Water Solutions, where ChemAqua puts 100 years of water treatment knowledge and experience on display.
Hello, welcome to ChemAqua's podcast series. My name is Susan, and in this podcast, we will discuss how to prepare your cooling towers for winter and avoid issues with freezing temperatures. With cooler months approaching, it is important to prepare your cooling towers for freezing temperatures. Even in extremely icy conditions, cooling towers can be operated successfully if proper precautions and protocols are followed. A frozen cooling tower is a major issue for business operations, as well as from a cost standpoint. Now is the time to prepare for winter weather. As with any outdoor equipment, ice can form and collect on cooling towers if the conditions are right. This ice can form and even be exacerbated by the operation of the cooling tower itself. The location of ice formation on the cooling towers is important to consider. Ice at the air inlet and on the fans can lead to major operational issues and extensive damage, whereas ice on the structure may be less of an immediate concern. Cooling tower fans are delicate and cannot operate optimally when obstructed or damaged. Ice formation poses a major threat to the fans in terms of both equipment damage and in the loss of functionality. The expansion of water as it freezes and the sheer weight of the ice itself can deform fans. Even after the ice is removed, the effectiveness of those fans can still be greatly diminished. Also, as fans freeze up, the efficiency of the cooling tower declines rapidly. This can halt operations completely if left untreated. Ice formation on the structure may not pose an immediate threat to the performance of the cooling tower, but it should not be overlooked. Buildup of ice on the structure can add tremendous weight and stress to the cooling tower supports and cause costly damage. Also, ice dislodged from the cooling tower structure can result in a falling brick of ice that can damage equipment and put personnel at risk. Regardless of where ice formation is observed, action should be taken immediately to remedy the ice situation and implement preventive measures. There are many different methods to successfully operate a cooling tower in winter conditions. These can vary depending on location, operation, and the other specifics of the equipment itself. Even so, there are some things to remember that will help make winter cooling tower operations go more smoothly. These include: conduct regular inspections. Inspections should be done year-round to ensure equipment is in good working order and functioning properly. However, you should increase the frequency of inspections during freezing conditions in order to identify ice formation before it becomes a major problem. Begin cold weather operations proactively. Don't wait until the outside temperature hits freezing to implement your cold weather protocol. It is much easier and less costly to prevent the ice formation rather than having to deal with ice that is already formed. Maintain heat load. Ensure there is a constant heat load on the cooling tower during cold weather in order to prevent ice formation. Sustain flow rates. Low flow rates increase the likelihood of freezing. Maintain flow rates above the design minimum to help prevent the cooling tower from freezing. Manage airflow. Control the flow rate of air in each individual cooling tower cell to keep the temperatures above freezing. Differences in airflow between cells can cause localized freezing. Refrain from manually removing ice. Ice buildup on the cooling tower should be allowed to melt off in order to prevent damage to the equipment that could occur during ice removal. Furthermore, falling ice can occur when manually removing ice from a cooling tower, and this can present a significant safety hazard. Consult the manufacturer's guidelines. Check the manufacturer's recommendations and instructions for dealing with cold weather in order to ensure operational aspects of the specific cooling tower are not overlooked. Winter temperatures pose a serious threat to cooling towers, but these risks can be mitigated with a proactive and proper approach to cold weather management. As a global leader in custom programs for boilers, cooling, and process water systems, ChemAqua knows what it takes to keep integral process systems running strong, even when being exposed to extreme conditions. Contact us to learn more about ChemAqua and our commitment to service. ChemAqua can help you determine the appropriate boiler control parameters for your own unique system. Contact Kim Aqua today